듣기 5회
1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 녹음된 내용을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다.
1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Robert, are you okay? I heard from your sister that you were sick.
Thanks for asking, Emily. I came down with a terrible cold.
I'm sorry to hear that. So, how do you feel now?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Lucy. Do you have some free time now?
Sure, Austin. Oh, you're doing your homework.
Yeah, I've been struggling with this math question for an hour. I need your help.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, residents. I'm the chief manager in the apartment maintenance office. As we've announced before, the paint job of our apartment buildings will last 5 days starting next Monday. Since there will be noise and inconvenience during this process, your cooperation will be greatly appreciated. Please remove all your personal items, like boxes or bicycles, from the stairway to allow the staff to properly paint the walls. Also, please park your cars in the spaces where work isn't underway, according to the work schedule. If you don't move them, your cars could possibly get paint on them while the staff works on the residential parking lot. Thank you for your cooperation.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, I've got a letter from my college.
Let me see. Oh, it's about applying for the dormitory.
Yeah, but I've never thought about living in a dormitory.
Well, it has many benefits, like convenient access to classes and the library.
But I don't want to share a room with others.
I know what you mean. However, it's also a good chance to easily make new friends.
That makes sense. They could help me with some troubles about college life.
Exactly. The college is 2 hours away. You can save time by not commuting so far.
Right. I can get more sleep in order to focus on academics.
Now you see why I think living in a dormitory is helpful for college life.
Sure, I got it.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, sir. You don't look well. Is everything okay?
No, I don't feel well now.
Could you please tell me what's wrong? I can help you, sir.
My stomach is upset after the in-flight meal.
Oh, was there something wrong with the meal we'd served?
Not really. I think it's from sitting in this uncomfortable position for too long.
Maybe you're right. Why don't you loosen your seatbelt for a while or stretch, sir?
Good idea. Also, could you get me some warm water?
Sure. If you don't get better, I'll get you some medicine as well.
Thank you, but for now I'd rather walk around in the aisle.
Okay, but when we make the landing announcement, you should sit down and fasten your seatbelt again, okay?
Yes, I will. Beth, what's that?
I found this photo yesterday. It was taken a long time ago.
Can I see it? Oh, there's a roller coaster in the background of the picture. Your family must have been at an amusement park.
Correct. My mom took this photo. Do you see a clown in front of the ticket booth?
Yeah, what a funny face. I also see a man wearing glasses. Is he your father?
Of course he is. Look, I'm standing next to him.
The girl with a hat in her hand? Is that you?
Yes, I was 5 back then.
How cute. Oh, I see a popcorn cart on the right side in the picture. Did you eat popcorn there?
Actually, I don't remember because I was too young.
Anyway, everybody looks so happy in this picture.
Right. We had fun at the amusement park. Honey, I'm really excited about our picnic to the Cherry Blossom Festival today.
So am I. The flowers will be beautiful this season.
Right. I'm expecting to take a lot of pictures with our kids there.
But I think we need sunscreen and hats.
Yeah, I've already packed them in my bag. What are the kids doing?
They're washing their faces and brushing their teeth upstairs.
Good. By the way, where are the fruit and snacks I bought?
I put them in the portable cooler just before. What's for lunch?
Well, I'm making salads and strawberry juice. So, would you make some sandwiches?
Okay. I'll make ham and egg sandwiches. What do you think?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Hey, Isabel, what are you looking at on your laptop?
Puppies. My dog Amber gave birth to 5 puppies last week.
Really? Let me see. How adorable. Are you going to keep them all?
I'm afraid not. Even though I'd love to have all of them, my house isn't big enough.
Then is somebody going to adopt some of the puppies?
Yes, my aunt can afford to raise 2 of them. Wait, do you have a dog?
No, but my parents do. I'd also love to have one, but I can't.
Why not? Are you allergic to dogs by any chance?
No, I'm not. But my house will be empty a lot because of my frequent business trips.
Right. Dogs need a lot of care and love, especially when they're young.
That's my point. I don't want to leave a puppy alone in an empty house so often.
That makes sense. Hello, I'm looking for a suitcase.
Yes, ma'am. What size would you like?
Well, I'd like a carry-on suitcase, please.
I see. Our carry-on suitcases come in two types, fabric and plastic.
What's the price of each one?
The fabric one is $60 and the plastic one is $80.
This plastic one would be better for my vacation. I'll take it.
Okay, one plastic carry-on suitcase. Anything else? We also sell comfortable travel pillows here. They're useful for long-distance trips.
Sounds good. Let me see. I love the design and color of this pillow. How much is it?
It's only $10.
Really? My friends also need pillows. I'll buy three of them.
Very good. Since your purchase is over $100, you get $10 off the total.
Wonderful. Here's my credit card.
Haley, have you heard of the movie Futurist?
No. What's that?
It's a science fiction movie that shows life in the year 2070.
2070? I can't imagine what life would be like. What's the movie about?
The plot is about a character accidentally traveling to the future, so she has to adapt to completely new surroundings.
That sounds interesting.
And I heard it took 3 years to make the film.
Wow, it must be well made. When will it be released?
On April 15th. Why don't we go see it?
Okay. I wonder who the main actors are in the movie.
Sarah Taylor plays the leading role, and some other famous actors star in the movie.
Awesome! I love Sarah Taylor. Let's book the tickets online right away.
11번 켈슨 아일랜드에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. I'm Nancy Breyer for Radio Travel World. Today, I'm going to talk about a fantastic island in Australia, Kelsen Island. It was first discovered in the 18th century. Thanks to its natural beauty, it became a national park 20 years ago. It's one of the largest sand islands in the world. Kelsen Island has more than 50 lakes to swim in, and some of them attract huge numbers of visitors every day. You can go fishing there all year round because of the diverse range of fish. Also, you can enjoy camping and overnight trekking, except during the winter season. These days, this island is a popular tourist destination. If you're dreaming about a nice vacation, why don't you go to Kelsen Island?
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구매할 책 세트를 고르시오.
Honey, Bob's birthday is coming up. Why don't we buy him some books?
Good idea. Our son is a book lover.
I got this brochure for kids' book sets at the bookstore nearby.
That's nice. Let's see. We already bought him some books on flowers last year.
I know. So let's choose a different topic for the books this time.
Absolutely. Also, I don't think it's a good idea to buy a set with more than 10 books.
I agree. Our son can get bored easily with too many books on the same topic.
Right. Then, which cover do you think is better, hardcover or paperback?
I like hardcover because that type lasts longer, even though it tends to be more expensive.
I prefer hardcover too. Now we have two options left.
Okay. They have the same number of books in each set. So, how about getting the cheaper one?
Good. Let's buy it.
(13번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Kate. What are you doing in front of the mirror?
I'm checking my costume, Tom.
Costume for what? You're not in the school play this time, are you?
I wasn't at first because I failed the audition, but a miracle happened.
What do you mean?
2 days ago, the director called me. He offered me the very role I'd wanted.
Congratulations! I know how much you've longed for that role.
Thank you. He said the student for that part gave it up because of personal reasons.
I feel sorry for her, but happy for you.
Yes. You know, I even memorized almost all of the lines for that role before the audition.
Sure, I know. So, everything's okay with your practice?
Well, I'm trying hard, but I'm not sure if I can do well.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter, what are you looking for?
Have you seen my white shirt, Sally? I can't find it.
I put it in the washing machine with the other clothes an hour ago. They must be done by now.
Thanks. I'd like to wear it for the meeting with clients tomorrow.
Would you take the clothes out of the washing machine and put them in the dryer?
Okay. Oh, no. I think the washing machine isn't working.
Really? What's wrong with the machine?
I don't know, but none of the clothes are washed.
That's awful. We've already fixed it several times.
Right. You know, we've been using this machine for more than 10 years.
For that long? Well, fixing it again is a waste of money. It's time to buy a new one.
You got a point. It's more economical to get a new washing machine.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 에이미가 대니얼에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Daniel and Amy work in the same office. Daniel's hobby is baking. From time to time, he brings cookies and cakes to the office and shares them with his coworkers. They always enjoy his treats and praise him for his baking skills. One day, Daniel makes a cheesecake and brings it to the office. Amy eats a piece of the cake and is really impressed. Since Daniel's cake is so rich and delicious, Amy decides to make the same cheesecake for her mother's birthday the following week. Now, Amy wants to ask Daniel for the list of ingredients and the instructions for making that cake. In this situation, what would Amy most likely say to Daniel?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Claire Smith, chief curator from the National Science Museum. Thanks for attending today's lecture. Now, I'm going to talk about AI technology used in various fields. As you know, AI stands for artificial intelligence, and it's already part of our life. First, it analyzes and learns our lifestyles to enhance convenience and efficiency at home. It predicts our needs and automatically adjusts our domestic environments, such as temperature and lighting. Second, AI systems used in hospitals interpret complex medical information and support clinical decisions. Their highly accurate analysis of medical images is used to detect possible diseases and to design treatment plans. Third, more banks use AI to study financial data and manage money effectively. It evaluates customers' records and makes wiser investments by predicting changes in the market. Fourth, automation in factories keeps increasing productivity due to the evolving technology. AI robots learn from their own mistakes like humans and perform their jobs perfectly. Now, we're aware of these uses of artificial intelligence. After taking a short break, we're going to continue our discussion on this topic. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. I'm Claire Smith, chief curator from the National Science Museum. Thanks for attending today's lecture. Now, I'm going to talk about AI technology used in various fields. As you know, AI stands for artificial intelligence, and it's already part of our life. First, it analyzes and learns our lifestyles to enhance convenience and efficiency at home. It predicts our needs and automatically adjusts our domestic environments, such as temperature and lighting. Second, AI systems used in hospitals interpret complex medical information and support clinical decisions. Their highly accurate analysis of medical images is used to detect possible diseases and to design treatment plans. Third, more banks use AI to study financial data and manage money effectively. It evaluates customers' records and makes wiser investments by predicting changes in the market. Fourth, automation in factories keeps increasing productivity due to the evolving technology. AI robots learn from their own mistakes like humans and perform their jobs perfectly. Now, we're aware of these uses of artificial intelligence. After taking a short break, we're going to continue our discussion on this topic. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 장소가 아닌 것은